The Purple Persuasion has done it again. This guy, I don't know how he does it, but he even has a free newsletter that he can sign up for. I am all about the Purple Persuasion on Twitter because this guy finds quotes, finds information, chops it all up, and sends it out to people like me that like to do podcasts and share some stuff. So if you're not following the Purple Persuasion on Twitter, go do that right now. And here's his latest. According to PA on the mic, Paul Allen, via KFan, the Broncos are so desperate to move up for a quarterback, specifically for JJ McCarthy, that they could possibly include star cornerback Patrick Surtain II in the trade. The Broncos could definitely be a threat to the Minnesota Vikings. And here's his full quote. So that was a summary of it. They are so desperate. I'm not kidding you. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, we want that three so badly, we will give you pick number 12, we will give you next year's first rounder, and we will give you Patrick Surtain. I'm not kidding you. They are that desperate. And I just looked up the starting quarterbacks for the Denver Broncos because off the top of my head, I had no idea. Their starting quarterbacks on the roster right now are Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. Yeah, nobody knows who Ben DiNucci is. Jarrett Stidham, we've heard of him before. And hey, while you're here, if you hit that subscribe button on YouTube, I'd appreciate that. But are the Minnesota Vikings going to lose out against the Denver Broncos in a trade-up for a starting quarterback in this year's NFL draft? And I don't think the Minnesota Vikings will, but I do believe the Denver Broncos are the biggest threat for multiple reasons. Sean Payton, this is now going to be his second year being the head coach for the Denver Broncos. And when he signed on that major deal to sign to be the head coach with the Denver Broncos, he was taking a major risk because the quarterback situation was a little risque. And Sean Payton is known as a guy that loves his quarterbacks. Drew Brees was the starting quarterback forever with the New Orleans Saints. And I'm no doubt sure that Sean Payton wants another guy like Drew Brees. I mean, who wouldn't? The Minnesota Vikings wanted Drew Brees on their roster. But once you have that experience with having a Drew Brees-type quarterback on your roster, then you want another one. Because you realize just how important having a guy like Drew Brees is on your roster. And when Sean Payton took the job from the Denver Broncos, just like the Minnesota Vikings organization, just like Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell, when they took the job, they went to the Vikings and Broncos brass and said, you know what? This is the plan. This is my 2 to 3 year plan to get the team in shape, to get the team rolling. I know I have Russell Wilson's contract. I know I have Kirk Cousins' contract. But we're going to draft a guy and we're going to set up our team for success in the future. And does Sean Payton want to put all of his chips in on a Michael Penix Jr. or a Bo Nix? Probably not. You probably want to put it on a guy that has a higher chance of succeeding. And maybe those guys are going to be NFL superstars. But JJ McCarthy has all the steam and the buzz heading into this NFL draft. The Minnesota Vikings love JJ McCarthy. The Denver Broncos love JJ McCarthy. But who is going to be willing to trade up and give up the most amount of stuff, of assets, to get a number 4 or number 5 overall pick? The question becomes, will the Minnesota Vikings give another first-round pick to the Arizona Cardinals or the Los Angeles Chargers to go get their guy? And I believe that there's a reason why a deal hasn't been made yet for that number 4 or number 5 overall pick by the Minnesota Vikings or Denver Broncos. It's because the teams are playing the cat-and-mouse game. okay, you're going to give up this much? Well, the Denver Broncos are given this much, so you got to give a little bit more. Or the Denver Broncos are given this much, so the Minnesota Vikings, hey, you need to do a little bit more here because they're offering this much, so you got to do a little bit more. It's this back-and-forth game. And you don't stop that back-and-forth game until draft day because that's when, you know, the moment becomes the brightest, and that's when you run out of negotiation time, and you need to make a trade. There's no time to wait. You need to give up your best package on draft night, so you give what you give up. But it does seem like the Denver Broncos are the biggest threat because of Sean Payton, because of his need to have a franchise stability quarterback at that position. Because everyone knows the importance of a quarterback, and nobody knows how important a quarterback is than Sean Payton. Because Drew Brees was the reason why he won a Super Bowl in the first place. Of course, there's Bounty Gate and everything else, that cheater. But I do believe this report to be true. The Denver Broncos are desperate. Because you got Jared Stidham and a guy named DiNucci on your roster. You're not going to go into the NFL season with that. You need a guy. Sean Payton needs a guy. His career depends on it, for at least the rest of it. So, that's my takeaway. Thank you for listening, for watching. Hit that subscribe button, rate, review, follow the podcast, wherever you're listening. Everyone, take care, and thank you for making this podcast a part of your day.